Unit 10, Part A, Exercise 1. Listening. The right person for the job.
Hi, I'm 17 and my name's Christina. I hate to look like all the others. I have my own style, you know. Last week I was at a fashion shop for a job interview. I like fashion a lot. But they looked at me as if I were an alien from outer space. They told me they would send me a letter to inform me if they were going to offer me a job as a shop assistant. I expected to get a rejection letter that always starts with, "We thank you for your interest in our shop, but we have to inform you." But it was different. They made me a job offer because of my good marks at school. What a surprise! I can start my traineeship tomorrow.
My name is Susanne and I'm 18. It has always been important to me to look good and put on a lot of makeup in the mornings. I spend nearly 1 hour in front of my mirror in the bathroom every day. That's why I thought I would be qualified to work in a perfumery. The interviewer was very nice when I went there yesterday. But he was not happy about the many mistakes I had made in my letter of application. He told me that looking good is just one among many other qualifications to get a job. So I ended up as a shop assistant in a supermarket, sorting and selling fruit.
I'm Jens, 20 years old and very ambitious. I've always wanted to build a good career. But after my traineeship in a mobile shop, they didn't take me over and fired me instead, just because of a longer stay at hospital. I suffer from diabetes, you know. But just 2 weeks later, I got a new job in a different mobile shop. They liked my qualifications and told me that nobody stays at hospital because he doesn't want to work. The working conditions here are much better too. So, you must never give up.
Hello, I'm Erkan. My parents have a small grocery shop near Essen. So, I was interested in working in a supermarket. But I had no success. Our local job center here in Essen offered me a job as an assistant in a perfumery, with a chance to become the boss of the shop after my traineeship. I never expected to get a job like that, but I had good test results. Now I like the job a lot and hope to pass my traineeship successfully.
Hi, I'm Petra and already 30 years old. My story is really unusual. Though I had stayed at home with my child for a couple of years after my traineeship, I thought I'd have no problem working in my old job again. I liked to work in a fashion shop with lots of different customers, but no one gave me a chance. Now I work in a tattoo studio. I don't have any tattoos myself. I tried everything possible but had no chance to find any other job. The people are okay but I'm badly paid and my boss always wants me to have a tattoo but I don't want to have one. I still hope to find another job.